witness the fight that is Renegade X. You are now listening to another episode of the Black Nerd Talk. What is good? This is Renegade X, back at it with another episode of the Black Nerd Talk. Your Black Nerd, Renegade X, talk about certain topics and subjects pertaining to gaming. So what am I going to talk about for this episode today? Be talking about three things: the Unity backlash thing that is happening, Grand Theft Auto V's 10-year anniversary, and there is no news for Dynasty Warriors and or Samurai Warriors in the Tokyo Game Show this year. So let's begin. Let's talk about the Unity backlash. So what is Unity? For those that don't know, Unity is a gaming engine and software that is used to create games. Many gaming companies use this software, such as Among Us and its developer team, Hollow Knight, and etc. So, for those that don't know, the CEO of Unity, John Richtello, he was the CEO of Electronic Arts. And this old fool right here brought up the idea that EA should charge real money for ammo in a video game if you run out. Because he said this: if someone can buy ammo in real life from gun shops and etc., you should be able to buy ammo in the game with real money, which is one of the dumbest ideas to fly out of someone's mouth. Check this out. One scenario is a reality, the other is not. I will stick with the money in video games to purchase ammo. Thank you very much. And he also believes that any gaming company that does not push predatory microtransactions and etc. are considered losers. So the recent debacle that has been going on is the changes to the Unity plans and prices. They are trying to charge developers who made their games using Unity for every time a user installs or reinstalls a game on their systems. They're trying to get this out there on January 1st, 2024. So, for example, Hollow Knight, which was made by the Unity engine and the company that made the game, is Team Cherry. If you download or reinstall Hollow Knight, the Unity engine will be notified and the Team Cherry devs will have to pay a fee for it. And this is not a one-time fee, no. Every time you reinstall it, they will get charged for it. And this is messed up because there's numerous people who will delete games, reinstall them, download new games, and etc. all the time. So potentially, if someone keeps downloading and reinstalling the games repeatedly, you could trick the Unity engine and potentially get the gaming company bankrupt. For example, Team Cherry. If this goes through and people do that, this is going to have a very bad impact on indie gaming companies and smaller gaming companies. And plus, everything is going to go up in price, which would be even more frustrating considering how things are today with this inflation that we have going on. This corporate greed is out of control. I really hope something like this does not go through. It is facing a lot of backlash, as rightfully so. But we will cross that bridge when we get there. On to the next topic. GTA 5 10 year anniversary. Yes, GTA 5 has been out for 10 years. The game that has been on 3 generations of consoles. Crazy thing is, I was 17 when I played this game for the first time. And played it for a long time too. Me and my friends definitely had some fun moments on the online aspect before Take-Two and Rockstar put all their BS in the game. And the single player is so good as well. If you looked into the situations in that game, you can see some very relatable stuff right there. But corporate greed came in. Rockstar and Take-Two don't do all this stuff. Basically ruined things about the game. Got game-breaking bugs that Rockstar refuses to fix. PC is a mess on that game because there's modders and hackers running around causing chaos in Los Santos. And etc. But hey, they're short cars, right? Alright, on to the next topic. No news of Dynasty Warriors and Semi-Warriors for the Tokyo Game Show this year. So yes, Akira Suzuki, the one that made Dynasty Warriors, Semi-Warriors, and the Warriors Orochi franchise, also the same person that has been ruining said games as well. He said, we are supposed to get news about Dynasty Warriors this year. And if you want my honest opinion, I'm going to keep my expectations low. Because if he does actually announce Dynasty Warriors 10, there is a huge possibility of Dynasty Warriors 10 being worse than 9. And I am not trying to wish anything bad here. But a lot of us have seen what's been going on in the gaming industry for a long time. And Suzuki and Omega Force have been messing up a lot of things for those said franchises for a long time though. Because when Dynasty Warriors 6 came out, and then after that, just some aspects of things just went downhill. Because, I'ma be honest, I would rather the current gen Dynasty Warriors, Semi-Warriors, and Warriors Orochi games to get updated, fix all the bugs, finish adding the missing features, and then Omega Force and Suzuki should give the rights to the main franchises I just listed to someone else who will actually take care of them. And have that company make the future games for the main franchises. So, from the list of stuff that's going to be shown in the game show, is the Altair Wrestling Arena, I don't know how you say that, some anime stuff, Wolong Fallen Dynasty DLC, Romance of the Three Kingdoms 8 Remake, some merchandise, some new app that they're making, Nobunaga's Ambition Series 40th Anniversary, Fate / Samurai Remnant, some more anime stuff, and Dead or Alive Extreme Livestream thing. So you have 2 things related to Dynasty Warriors. 2 things that are related to merchandise and app. 1 thing that is related to Semi-Warriors, but it's not Semi-Warriors. The 3 other things is consisting of anime, waifus, husbandos, and waifus in bikinis at the beach on summer vacation. Of course. Gotta be a number on priority to put the anime waifu host Bondo stuff in there. Of course, they gotta have the waifus in bikinis, because that's where it's at today. And for those wondering, man, why you got a problem with the husbando waifu and all that stuff? What, you don't like anime or something, man? Now, I do like anime, but I will tell you why I do not like the waifu and husbando thing. And then this is just going to be my honest opinion, and some of y'all are not going to like it. The reason I do not like that stuff, because a large majority of the time, when I see some individuals that say waifu, the quotations waifu be a underage character, and or a little girl-like character. That is why I do not like that stuff. Because let's just be honest, you got some degenerate people out there in this world. And the type of female anime characters I like are mature women such as Tsunade, My Valentine from Cowboy Bebop, Saiko from City Hunter. Those are the type of characters that I like. And see, this is one of the reasons why you will not see me play a game such as Genshin Impact, because of how a majority of the characters look. And I understand that anime is mainstream now, but I'ma just be honest, everything should not be an anime. Because one of my issues with Samurai Warriors 5 is that they basically just turned Samurai Warriors 5 into an anime. Everyone is an anime character in that game now. Just straight dipped everyone in the Fountain of Youth and gave them clone movesets and everything like that. But back to the Tokyo Game Show thing. So it's a possibility Suzuki might announce something for Dynasty Warriors this year. Later this year, just not in the Tokyo Game Show. And one more thing before I end the podcast episode. I know I keep mentioning the Warrior Games and all that, but I just want to see one of my favorite franchises that I love to be better. Just like everyone else wants to see their favorite franchises be better, slash and or to be at its full potential. But that is all I have to say for this episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Black Nerd Talk. I will see y'all next time.